You're listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey guys, Mike here from Build Assets Online, and today I want to talk to you about high salary jobs, high paying jobs. And everyone, when they graduate high school and they're taught to go to college, they're taught, okay, you're going to graduate and then you're going to try and get a job with a good paying salary, good benefits. And so what is a good paying job? Typically, you think about something that has a high five figure, maybe six figure salary starting out. And in this video, I want to talk to you about why having a six figure salary job actually isn't that great compared to having a modest income through online business. And there's a multitude of reasons for this. I drew it all out. We're going to go through it. So let's jump right into it. I'll see you there. And so here it is. I drew this out, so mind any, you know, errors or inconsistencies or what have you. So if you start a dropshipping or an affiliate marketing business, and, you know, we have a course that teaches you how we start dropshipping businesses, and it's really our main foundation of income, and it's really what we use to establish our whole sort of financial game plan. So we use dropshipping businesses to create really quick cash flow that we can use to then reinvest back into more dropshipping businesses or affiliate marketing businesses. We do Kindle publishing, and we have some others. But so dropshipping and affiliate marketing are really the main ones, really the most popular types of, you know, ways to make money online and develop a legitimate business online. And typically, you know, when you're getting started out, you know, getting to, you know, going from zero to your first $1,000 or $2,000 is probably the hardest part. And, you know, once you can get there, you've really created a system. Whereas, you know, if you have a job that's making $2,000 a month, you are part of someone else's system and you're being paid $2,000 a month to, you know, sort of run that station, if you will. But when you are able to create $2,000 a month in online income using a dropshipping or an affiliate marketing business, you essentially have the ability to copy and paste those methods and create more money. And we'll come back around to that later. But so let's say, hypothetically, you start a dropshipping business and you get it to earn $2,000 a month. So good job. It's certainly a great milestone. I remember when, you know, we started doing that. And to tell you the truth, you know, we have months that we make $20,000 a month off one store. And, you know, we own four stores right now. And we have percentages, smaller percentages in some others. So this is not by any means a ceiling. It is just a hypothetical number that anyone can reasonably achieve. So after having that business for 12 to 18 months, you have generated $24,000 to $36,000. And, you know, you will continue to generate that year over year if you really sit around and do nothing and just maintain the business. And I know people that do this, that they use dropshipping businesses to sort of be leverage for lifestyle design. So I know people that live in Thailand that just want to sort of live a fun life, and they have their store and they let it run. You know, they have maybe a VA, and so they just cash in, and $2,000 a month in Asia is definitely a very livable income. And also, what they may not realize is that 12 to 18 months of continuous earnings also yields you either 24 or between 24 to 36 times its monthly value if you wanted to sell this website. So when you're creating any of these businesses, they are actually assets for you. And that means if you don't want to deal with it anymore, if, you know, you want to pursue other ventures, you can list this on, you know, a website brokerage marketplace. We like Empire Flippers, but there's others such as FE International, Latona's, even Shopify has their own now. And you can get 24 to 36 times the monthly profit value. So after having a business that makes $2,000 a month, you also have an asset that is worth $48,000 to $72,000. And that means after 12 to 18 months, you actually have $72,000 to $108,000 in 12 to 18 months if you choose to sell, you know, within that time period. And this is perfectly reasonable. And this is something, honestly, that we like to do. We like to sell websites kind of yearly, just as a big lump sum. And as I was saying before, you know, it's not like once you sell this business, you're completely out of luck and you kind of have to learn a new thing. You can go and copy and paste these methods that you've learned and just do it all over again. And so that's why we like to stockpile businesses and then every year, you know, sell one. So if you kind of want to compare the benefits of earning this amount of money as a job salary or a business, there's definitely a lot we can talk about. So the first thing that comes to mind is write-offs. So when you have a salaried job, there's only a certain amount of things you can write off. Maybe you can write off, having kids. I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know if that's right, if that's just a deduction. And I'm not a accountant, so you'll definitely want to talk to one. But the point being, when you have a business, there's a lot of things you can write off, and you get a lot of different tax benefits by having an LLC or an S corporation. And as a result, you know, it's pretty common knowledge that a salaried person pays a lot higher tax than a business owner. And you also get income protection. If you earn $72,000 with a job and you get fired from that job, then, you know, you can collect unemployment, but it's not going to be anywhere near the rate that you were earning. Whereas when you have a business, say a dropshipping store, and you have multiple suppliers, there's nothing really to get fired from. Say a supplier drops you, it's, you know, easy to go out and get another one, not to mention the fact that they are one of multiple suppliers that you may have. The next thing is high spend. And so while this might seem like a bad thing, in the context of lifestyle design, I think this is actually something that's really good. Because if you have different credit cards, you can essentially leverage points and you can travel for free. You know, you can get free hotels, whatever you choose. And that's just off the fact that you have this money, you know, you have your bottom line that you're spending every single month. And that translates into different types of credit card points, which you simply would not have at a job. The next is flexible hours. So obviously jobs can have different flexible hours, but if you're working full time, you're working 40 hours a week. Some people work 80 hours a week. And when you own a business, you have the option to not work any hours a week if you don't want, if you've outsourced properly, and if you have everything well systematized. And the next thing is scalability, which we kind of talked about. You know, once you have the ability to create $1,000 a month of wealth, then you can go ahead and essentially copy and paste those methods as many times as you like. The only issue that kind of gets in your way is just building systems. And this is something kind of that you get into, this is something that you get into as you get into more, you know, advanced levels of owning an online business. And the last thing is location independence. So obviously, if you have an online business, you're only bound to your computer, so even your phone maybe. So you can take this to the beach, you can take this on a trip. And, you know, if you're really high level, like James Shramko says, real success is being at the beach without your laptop. So, you know, if you get to that level of having your business outsourced, then you can go somewhere, not even need to run your business. It will just run itself. And when you have a salaried job, you know, you can have a remote job. I mean, we have plenty of remote employees, so I don't really care where they work from as long as they get the job done. But you are still bound to those 40 hours. You're still bound to putting in a certain amount of effort every single week or month or what have you. And, you know, yeah, you may get flexible vacation hours, you may get sick time, but overall, you know, over the course of many years, this certainly, I think the benefits of having a business make you $72,000 to $108,000 far outweighs the benefits of getting this money from a job salary. And I didn't put commute time either, because obviously if you have a business, you don't really need to commute. And when you have a salary job, this can add 1 to 2 hours, you know, every day, and it can really make a big impact. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of go over these quick ways of how having an online business really makes a huge difference in terms of, you know, just how far your money can go for you. Like I said, if you can create $2,000 a month from a dropshipping or an affiliate marketing business, you have essentially created $72,000 to $108,000 of wealth in about a year's time. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up. If you have questions, feel free to comment. And as always, we'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.